You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:40pm with Sam Norris, Seb Sanders and Craig Forsyth in the studio. Very good Thursday to look forward to as well. We've got a good card at Goodwood in the afternoon, accompanied by racing on the flat at Catrick and jumping at Warwick. A very good card at Sandown in the evening. It's Brigadier Gerard Knight there. Chelmsford City and Tipperary alongside that on Thursday night. And my name is Mark Walton. Joining me in the studio is Mr. Gary Capewell. How are you, Gary?
I'm very good, thank you. That's an interesting pair of chinos you've got on. Is this a new look you're sort of sporting?
It's a different look, yeah.
Different's one of the words I'd use.
I like them, to be honest. So.
No? Yeah. I don't mind them, actually. Let's look at the shoes. Where are the shoes from?
Shoes are top, man.
They are quite nice. I bet they make a nice sound when you're moving along that wooden floor, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, if you struck with purpose in these, then you...
Yeah, you see, they're similar to mine. They've got a bit of a heel, sort of, almost on. Well, you need the heel, don't you? But
I'm not 7 foot tall like you.
Yeah. They make a nice sound when you move. Good quality shoe, that, by the look of it, as well, looking at the bottom of them. Craig Forsyth would be proud of them.
Good. That means I've made it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The beard could do with a trim, though.
Well, yeah.
Well, we were growing this for a purpose, or...?
To cover my face.
Oh.
Yeah. I was told
ask a silly question.
Yeah, anything on your face? You know, I started with the comedy nose and moustache.
Yeah.
I've grown into the beard.
Oh, good.
Thanks for that, Gary. Nice.
That's all right. That's a nice little 2 minute interlude.
Nice light-hearted start to the podcast. Mm. Let's talk about racing, though, and a bit of an interesting selection for Staying Chaser of the Year for the Anglo-Irish Awards. Went the way of Many Clouds, which a bit of a surprise to some people. He's obviously a well-loved horse. Did he deserve to be Staying Chaser of the Year, though? It's courtesy of his victory over Thistlecrack, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, yes, it is. I don't see how Sizing John can't be, really, personally, myself. But no disrespect, obviously, Too Many Clouds. He was obviously a fantastic horse. That victory at Cheltenham, he showed great tenacity and guts. Proper old sort of... I mean, he was a proper old-fashioned style sort of chaser, very sort of typical of the horse that Oliver Sherwood gets, really. Sort of very typical of the sort of horse that Trevor Hemmings looks to get into as well. I would have thought Sizing John should have been the highest myself. The way he blitzed the Gold Cup field, very, very impressively. I'm not going to take anything away from Many Clouds, though. I was there that day at Cheltenham. When he ran against Thistlecrack on trials day, very old day to go racing, really, in many respects, in terms of obviously what happened after the race. It's not Simco going to be crying over the fact that he's won that award, let's put it that way.
No.
And the fact that Sizing John hasn't won it, I'm not going to be crying is what I mean, rather, I should say. Let's just rephrase that a little bit before I get any abuse. But yes, I mean, it's quite a lot of these things, they're all subjective, aren't they? So they are what they are. Again, I can understand why a few people it would annoy them or whatever, but I mean, I think they'll be a lot more pleased that the horse like such as Many Clouds has been given the award.
Yeah,
because he won the Jump Horse of the Year as well, didn't he?
He did the Racing Post Award,
the one that's voted for. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to see everyone love Many Clouds, so it is nice. And there isn't much in them in the ratings either. He's rated a pound higher than Thistlecrack and 2 pounds higher than Sizing John, which I think that one could be the other way around. Thistlecrack, I think Sizing John has done more this year than Thistlecrack did.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
I think with Thistlecrack, it's more sort of about potential, isn't it?
The rest of them were pretty much, as you'd expect, Duvan got the highest rated jumps horse in Britain and Ireland with a mark of 174, Altior rated 170, Champion Hurdle winner Bouverdere got a rating of 169, which is £2 above, you know what I mean, Harry Nichols Canyon. They're all pretty straightforward, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they're a bit more sort of easy to... There was more of a pecking order there, and I think it was probably more of an obvious pecking order as well.
Hmm. Anyway, the jump season is done and dusted. We have good flat racing coming up.
About done and dusted. We're in May. There's more jumps meetings in May. I think it's the second most. It's the month with the second most amount of fixtures jumping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I take that back.
Fact.
Okay, the jump season probably playing second fiddle to the flat season.
There we go.
Then. Yeah, that's more like it. We've got some classics coming up on the domestic front in a week. So obviously we've got the Oaks and the Derby. Mm. This weekend we have Irish classics coming up. So we'll have a quick chat about them. No real surprise at the top end of the market. Irish 2000 guineas. Churchill the favourite at 4-11. Won the English 2000 guineas. Do you think he should be 4-11 to win the Irish equivalent?
Oh, well, I don't think he'll be beat. So. Yes, I guess so. I would imagine that he's going to take all of the beating. I mean, obviously that's reflected in the price, isn't it? He's beat most of these before, so I don't really see anything that's going to be troubling him too much. The ground at the moment at the Curra is good to yielding in places. It'll be drying out a bit before then. I think there is a bit of rain actually forecast maybe on Saturday. I'm not sure how much they might get at the Curra. If they'll get any, but even still, he's going to be difficult to beat, isn't he?
Yeah, 4-11 reflects how difficult.
Not a working man's price, but no. I mean, it's something to stick in a double or treble with, isn't he? Because he should just win.
He should win. The Irish 1,000 guineas a little bit more open. Winter, the 4-5 favourite, won the English 1,000 guineas at Newmarket. Yeah. Rahana 11-2, 8-1 Hydrangea, alluringly. Is 12-1 with intricately making light 12-1 as well, and 14s or bigger for the others. Winter, I thought personally, was a deserved winner of the 1,000 guineas, although that doesn't necessarily seem to be the most widespread opinion, with the idea that Rhododendron maybe would have or could have beaten her with a clearer run through. But in that field, I think she still wins regardless of what happened at Newmarket.
Possibly. I think there's an each way bet against her, though. I mean, I actually backed Winter for the 1,000 guineas. I seem to remember Will Smith might have even napped her that day.
Yeah, she was a real mover, wasn't she? As well?
She was.
25 into about 8.
She was well back throughout the week, wasn't she? You have to sit up and take notice when the boys go steaming in, or the lads.
The lads.
Sorry, rather, I should say. Listen. yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I think Churchill's the more solid of the two, particularly with the fillies, because there's a few more unexposed ones in this, and they tend to sort of make more giant leaps of improvement from run to run. The horse that I like against her each way is actually the second favourite, Rahana. Now she finished behind, not far behind Winter and Hydrangea in the 1,000 guineas trial at Leopardstown at the beginning of April. Doing all her best work in the closing stages. Mickey Holford trains. Now, that was her seasonal debut. She only beat in a length. You would imagine she will live. A lot of Mickey Holford's horses improve a good bit for the run. She definitely improved for the run when she won at Naas. She won the Canford Cliffs Athersey Stakes on her most recent outing. Very impressively, really, beating Rose the Pierre into second place. Summer Icon was well beaten back in third. So she actually beat older horses that day as well. Okay, on the rating, she was entitled to do that. But you couldn't fail to be impressed with what she did that day, beating a useful enough sort of yardstick in Rose the Pierre. Again, I should imagine she'll have made a good jump forward, from that run as well, just knowing how Mickey Halford operates. So yeah, I mean, at the current odds of 11-2, I think she'll be difficult to kick out of the frame. So she probably looks a bit of an each way value bet against the Fav.
Get Rahana the value then, perhaps in the 1,000 guineas market, the Irish 1,000 guineas market there from an each way angle. We'll obviously move on to those much closer to the time. But before we get to that, we've got a very good Thursday of racing coming up. Not always the best days Thursdays, but we've got good cards at both Goodwood and particularly Sandown on Thursday. We'll get Gary's thoughts in four races on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right then, on to Thursday. We're going to look at two listed races and two Group 3s. So we start in the first listed race of the day. It's the 4:20 at Goodwood, a fillies listed race in the shape of the Height of Fashion Stakes, which is over a mile and a quarter. We've got a field of seven set to go to post for this one. And Khalid Abdullah's got a pretty strong hand here. I Spire and Maury, trained by John Gosden and Sir Michael Stout respectively, I imagine are going to be two of them that are disputing favouritism here.
We talked about horses making sort of big jumps from run to run, and Maury is a prime example of this. She actually ran all right on a race course debut. In fact, she ran very well at Newbury back in April. But then she's impeccably well bred, Maury. She's out of Midday, obviously, multiple Group One winner herself. By Frankel, I mean, how much is she going to be worth as a broodmare?
A fortune,
exactly. I mean, she's only got an official rating of 88, which isn't actually the highest. I Spy is the highest rated in the field with 90. She's another Frankel filly, actually, who won at Salisbury on a racecourse debut. She was second at Ascot last time. I probably should have won, I think it's fair to say, on that occasion. Both the yards are in good form. Sir Michael Stout and John Gosden come up against some interesting horses. Coconut Creme won well at Beverley. And again, it's a big step up from that. Stable companion of I Spy, Ella's Ruby, won an all-weather maiden on her final start last time out. Was second on a handicap debut. That was a fair enough effort. Gaku was second at Yarmouth 3 weeks ago, likely to improve for the outing. Falcon Cliffs won at Lingfield back in February. It's a big leap up, but I watched that race back. There was a lot to like about that performance 92 days ago. And Indian Blessing is another horse who's won on the all-weather. Was third at Kempton the other day. Actually, the third highest rated in the lineup. Personally, I'll be surprised if I Spy or Maury weren't to be victorious. And given how much she did seem to improve from that first effort to the second, I will go for Maury.
Maury, then the selection for Gary in the 420. As you mentioned there, that impeccable breeding. She's got a bit of a black type there with a filly's listed race under her belt as well. She'll be worth even more. So that's the 420 at Goodwood. Sandown next for three races. The first of them that we look at is the 6:30, the National Stakes, which is a listed race over 5 furlongs. Only 5 of them in the lineup here, unfortunately. But we've seen some decent horses win this in the past. Gary, which of this bunch do you like most?
Yeah, it's often been won by some very nice horses, hasn't it? The likes of Monsieur Chevalier, Sir Prancelot, Rosina, Tiggy Wiggy won this race in the past, in King of Rooks a couple of years ago as well. Some very speedy horses, I think, in this lineup. Sound and Silence won well on his race course debut at Newmarket. The horse who was behind on that occasion has won since, so that form's got a solid look to it. So we know that. We also know the horses in the form, as I say, got a good look to it as well. The yard with their 2-year-olds have been doing particularly well. So, again, another plus for that one's chances. The others, well, there's plenty of others, really, you can give a bit of a chance to as well. Chattergall is 1 from 1. Chattergai is 1 from 1 as well. He won at Bath on his racecourse debut. I was there that day when he won. Probably won with a bid in hand, I thought, on that occasion. Frozen Angel won at Ascot the other day, again taking a big leap forward from his racecourse debut. Adath, yet to win a race but will be winning races, was third the other day, and that form looks okay. And Havana Grey won for Carl Burke at Ayr, had finished second prior to that on his racecourse debut. Again, you would expect a lot of the horses to improve massively from run to run, but I was actually really taken at Bath by Shagatai for the Cox team. The yard were in perhaps slightly better form back then, but even still, probably won't be favourites, so might just represent a little bit better value. So I will go for Shagatai in the National Stakes.
Okay, that's Gary's pick in the National Stakes. Then on to one of the Group 3s, the first of them. It's the Henry II Stakes. This is a Group 3 over 2 miles, so this one's for the stayers. And we do have betting out already. Big Orange, 5-4 favourite, 4-1 Higher Power, Elidor, 5-1, 7-1 Quest for More, 10-1 Vonderforce, She Is No Lady, 10-1, and 50-1 for Bergain. That's a Big Orange, short price favourite. Has the back class, has had a run already to Well, a couple of months ago now, I suppose. But if he turns up at his best, he wins this, doesn't he?
He does. I love this horse. Love this horse to bits. I actually backed him to win the Ascot Gold Cup at the beginning of his four-year-old career and rather annoyingly left him completely alone when he won the Prince of Wales Stakes. Was it 33-1? The first time he won it. He obviously won the race last year, making all under James McDonald at... I don't think he was 8-1 that day, but I'm pretty sure Tom Queenie might have ridden him. Let's have a look. Let's see. Yeah, 33-1. Painful memories. But obviously, he's been a bit of a globetrotter since. I mean, he ran in the Melbourne Cup last year. He was well beaten, though, in that race. He was fifth the previous year. Sorry, it was the Hong Kong Vase, rather, I should say. He ran in.
He ran in both.
So he ran in both, but he was fifth in the Melbourne Cup the year before that. Obviously, he was down the field at Maidan behind Vizirabad. Well, say down the field, he wasn't actually beaten that far, but the ground wouldn't have suited him. They had a bit of rain. It was officially described as yielding. There was plenty of digging in the ground that day. He actually finished in front of Quest for More, another one who the rain wouldn't really have suited. Last year, he won the Lonsdale Cup and Prix du Cadaran. But he's got to give £7 to Big Orange. He's got a penalty to carry. That won't be easy. Ellie Dore won at Nottingham, won the Further Flight Stakes when he was last seen. He won a decent handicap at Goodwood last year. I don't know about him, to be perfectly honest, whether he's quite up to this. And the others aren't much, albeit the booking of Ryan Moore for Vant the Force is quite interesting. He made all when he won this race a couple of years ago. There's actually a lot of horses that can be prominent. Big Orange, Quest for More and Vant the Force can also go from the front, but I'll be disappointed if Big Orange can't win this for Michael Bell, who's got his horses in good form. Frankie Dettori has been booked to ride, so Big Orange in the Henry the Second Stakes.
He's well named as well, isn't he, Big Orange? He's a very big horse and he's by Duke of Marmalade.
Duke of Marmalade, so, yes.
Well done, whoever came up with that.
Well done.
Big Orange then to win the Henry the Second Stakes. And final race we'll look at.
You're easily pleased, don't you?
I am, yeah. The big race of the evening is the Brigadier Gerard Stakes, Group 3, over a mile and a quarter. Field of eight set to go to post for this. Once again, some very nice horses have won this in the past, the likes of Carlton House and Workforce and so on and so forth recently. Betting for this year's renewal looks like this. So Midar 5-6, 7-1 Chain of Daisy, Steel of Madrid 8-1, Autocratic and Mondial East also 8-1, 14's Badar, Algometer is 16-1 and 20-1 for Red Verdon. Excited to see Somi Dar back on the course. She obviously was a one-time fancied horse for the Oaks. She didn't make it because of injury. She's only been beaten once in her career. She looks a Group 1 filly without actually doing that yet, if you know. A Group 1 filly in the making.
Yeah, very much so. And she hasn't got to carry any penalties as a consequence, which is always a plus. Yeah, I mean, she lost her unbeaten record in the Prix de l'Opera at Shrewsbury, but you'd be disappointed if she wasn't capable of winning this on a seasonal return. Red Verdon was very highly tried last year. He's a nice horse. He won at Chester and Haydock before finishing second in a decent race at Saint-Cloud. I think it was the Grand Prix, the race at Evan Bostil. They obviously usually run at Longshore, but they had to move it to Saint-Cloud.
Yeah, Grand Prix de Paris.
Sixth on seasonal reappearance at Chester, likely to have improved for that. Badar carried all before him in handicap company last year. Didn't run so well in listed company when last seen, but he was an improving horse. I don't think he's done improving. Mondial Isos connections, nothing. He's gone all over the shop. He was well beaten at Maidan and at Ascot the other day, but he could easily bounce back. Autocratic won a handicap at York on his final start last year. Finished sixth at Newmarket on his seasonal return. Again, only a four-year-old, so there could be more to come. Steel of Madrid's got a penalty to carry for that Group 3 success at Newmarket the other day. Again, an improving horse, but giving the penalty away won't be easy. And Algometer won a group race at Newbury last year. Again, he has a penalty to carry. So he's has to give the favourite £6, I think it is, Somi Dar. And I don't think that will be particularly easy. Be disappointed, really, if Somi Dar can't win. It's good to have her back on track, and fingers crossed she runs up to her form. And if she does, she won't be beaten.
Yeah, definitely a horse to look forward to on Thursday evening, providing she turns up. Of course, she had an engagement at York, didn't she, with a ground went against her. She'll be fine at Sandown, hopefully. So we should see her.
Yeah, I think it's good to soft in places. But, I mean, it's 22 degrees today. It'll have dried out a good bit.
Yeah. Cool, let's have a quick summary then, Gary, before we finish. If you'll just confirm our selections for us then for Thursday.
In the 4:20 at Goodwood Maury, in the 6:30 Shagatai, in the 7:05 Big Orange, and in the 7:35 Somi Dar.
Superb, thank you very much, Gary. Good luck and enjoy it on Thursday.
Will do.
There you go, the thoughts of Gary Capewell on Thursday's racing. Then you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:40 PM. Sam Norris, Seb Sanders and Craig Forsyth, the team in the studio. Goodwood, Catterick and Warwick on Thursday afternoon. Sandown, Chelmsford and Tipperary in the evening. Some real good racing to look forward to along the way. So do tune in for that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Thursday's action.
ACCA 5 is William Hill's new ACCA insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. ACCA 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.